And 5, 4, 3. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2023. Bangers, that's for you and me. All right. Before we get into the podcast episode, welcome back to Here's the Thing, you lovable people of the world. Church announcements. Churchy. Streaming on BET Plus. If you have not watched it, download Churchy. Download BET Plus and watch Churchy. Watch all 8 episodes, or Drake and Rick Ross are going to write a diss track about you. Kendrick Lamar has got you in his sights. I'm going to write a diss track about you. I'm going to be like, you at your job on Excel. You watch that show. Don't go to hell. Diss track. Mm-mm. Boom. Roasted.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, check that out. Churchy right now on BET Plus. We are believing God for a season 2, but we need man to press play, and women to press play, and non-binary. They, them, you, who, eunuchs, polyamorous people.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Cats.
If you know how to press the button, dog, what's Wayne Brady?
He is pansexual.
Pansexuals, y'all get on here and press the button too. All right? Everybody click the button. Download BET Plus. Run Churchy up. All 8 episodes. And then go to bed. Wake up. Do it again. All right? Angel, what you got?
Y'all know I told y'all we have podcast merch coming out. It's still coming out. I thought I was going to have it up on the website sooner. But then I didn't like how the shirts were looking. So I had to get the shirts again. So once I have good pictures, they'll be up.
All right. We last shot when? Friday? Was it Friday?
Thursday.
Since then, Drake released a diss track.
Rick Ross?
Rick Ross. The Weeknd? Was he on a diss track?
There's a decade of Weeknd hate against Drake.
Drake, yeah. It's now that's what I call music against Drake. The Weeknd was like,
that's okay, music now. Theory.
It's music theory. Abel, what you doing? Okay.
I know. Well, you could call by your government name.
Abel, what is you doing over here? Ain't he Canadian? Y'all supposed to be Canada together, man.
Maybe that's why. That's why they upset with each other.
So Drake,
it's just him.
He fired off a Metro and Kendrick Lamar. I'll just say this. Drake is funny to me. He's a lot of things, but he's funny. Mm-hmm. I have never heard in all my life with diss tracks, you wear size 7 in men's, you ain't big stepping. I laughed.
The whole thing, he said, you better make it witty. Do a song for the Swifties. I, as a woman who is not a Drake fan, I was like, well, this is very entertaining.
I know men who wear size 7 was like, now what I got to do with this here? Size 7 for men. What you with, Josh? You 8 and a half.
I crossed the line. I'm in the threshold of a big stepper. I'm in a good 8.5.
He said he ain't talking about me. That's what I do, though.
I'm in the threshold of a big step. My dad might be 7, 7.5.
Oh, he'll widow
that's
me, man.
Widow baby with that widow sack. He got them widow baby feet. I remember I passed his shoes when I was in 3rd grade. I was like, man, give me some heat. What you doing with these children's shoes? But I'm a size 12, and Lil Marcus feet bigger than mine. He's 13. He was at my house one time. I was like, I'm going to sock somebody out. What grown man is?
What grown man is up in here? It is just a widow child.
Yeah. So I didn't realize Kendrick Lamar. I never seen him in real life. I didn't realize he was a sweet little baby.
Well, yeah. You've never seen him beside Beyonce?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. He looks like she could put him right on her hip.
We saw Usher on the plane a couple of tour stops ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet little baby man.
Yeah. Yes.
I said, Usher.
In heels, he's not that much taller than me.
Don't you do it on this with him. You do it on Super Bowls. You did that Super Bowls.
Almost. Now,
I'm big everywhere, but at least my feet are big. So that was funny. And telling Metro to shut up and make some drums. Oh.
You know, he sent a drum line in front of Magic City last night.
Oh. Drake?
Mm-hmm. And somebody videoed it, and then Drake shared it. He said, from me to you.
Oh.
He sent a drum line to Magic City?
To the strip club.
What? Why? Who?
Because Metro, I'm sure, was either at the strip club or it's just Magic City.
It's Magic City.
To put a drum line.
I know that, but what is the meaning of this?
Well, you didn't see the memes that he did?
Drake?
Yes.
No, I saw when he texted his mom.
Oh, he did like
I saw the Kill Bill thing.
He did like a Latin, like country music. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you didn't see this. Hold on, pull it up. Then the next meme was Drumline. It was Nick Cannon.
It's on Drake's story right now.
I don't get the joke.
Because
he told Metro to go.
Were you just?
Come on, y'all, help your uncle out.
I thought you were.
You just said it.
I didn't get that though.
This. You didn't know this?
No. Oh, this is only 4 hours ago. That's why I didn't check his story. And then I don't follow
the
Drake.
The next meme was this. Was quite literally Drumline.
And then this guy is Kendrick's manager.
Punch?
No. Punch isn't Kendrick's
manager. PG Lang?
Yeah. No, this is the 2520 manager that Kendrick has. And then he said,
manager is white? Today.
That man don't look white to me. Maybe I don't see it well. Send me that.
Oh, I don't follow Drake, and I ain't been on the ground today.
I saw this on all this on Twitter. I just went to Drake's page.
That's Kendrick's manager, though.
Yes.
Is he white? He looks like he got something in him.
He got a little mix in there. He got a little hint or something.
White was not what I saw.
He got a little oat milk in there somewhere. Got a little texture. I saw a light-skinned
black man.
Yeah.
I had to look up who Top was. Anthony
Top Dog. I know him.
Anthony Top Dog. I said, now that makes a lot more sense. The Gimme 50, the 50 splits, got that. Well, I will say I didn't have to look up as much for this one.
I didn't know that's what the 50 was.
Yeah, because he talks about, let's see your splits. And he said, you split so much, you're about to rip your pants, because apparently he has a bad record deal.
Do these people, this is internal, this is inside baseball. Has he seen Kendrick's record deal?
I
didn't get a lot of the thing, but small feet and make some drums, nigga. This is clear to me.
Oh, I got a bunch of the things.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't going to watch no more white men tell me what it was, Josh. If Josh ain't going to tell me, you ain't going to tell me, I'm going to have the white men explain it to me.
I can't get too far into it just because of what I do know, but Top Dog's deals are very...
NDA? Or are you scared?
No, it's just very complicated because Top Dog is very street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you going to pay me what I want you to pay me.
It's more like that.
Mm. So is he J Prince of L.A.?
I don't want it. I don't know.
Josh is like, this is called Here's the Thing. Damn it.
So he's leaving to go to PG Lang. I know that.
He already left.
Oh, he left? That was his last album, Big Steppers?
That was his last album. I don't know if there's any strings still attached by any means.
Got it. Josh said, listen, I like my life. I got some cats to raise.
Right. He's like, me and Jasmine have dreams, and you will not torch them for this segment. So it took me. Okay, so Abel, he talked about who is... The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross, he said, what are you even doing over here? You about to be 50 years old.
No, tell me how Rick Ross got in.
That's BBL Drake.
Yes, he did say that.
How Rick Ross got in.
So Rick Ross, this is where I got confused on timeline and had to go and like look up a timeline.
I wasn't going to do all that.
Because I was like, how did Rick Ross get out of diss to Drake? So the AI-ish version dropped or leaked through academics, which already makes me go, yuck. Rick Ross very quickly wrote a diss, and he said it was because of Drake's beef with, Hannah Montana.
French Montana,
come on.
He said the cease and desist.
Correct.
That was in the record.
So what Rick Ross really pointed at was like, one, you have ghostwriters, two, you've had a lot of plastic surgery.
This is where BBL Drizzy came from.
BBL Drizzy came from Ricky Ross Rose.
Okay? I laughed a good hearty laugh. As a person who thought about getting abs cut into their stomach, and he said, you 25% body fat, you got abs carved out. Stop it.
I think it's also funny. As I was looking at the two men, I was like, they are named after such ladylike beverages. I love Rose chilled, champagne chilled. I was like, there's such a feminine air to all of this that I actually enjoy. The pettiness I enjoy. So Rick Ross dropped that, and then the better mix to a different beat diss of Drake's came out. And some of the words are different than the original one.
Yeah.
That it came out. So that's how he threw Rick Ross up in there.
Copy.
And then he did a couple more jabs at KDOT. He talked about J. Cole. He was like, nigga, that was whack. I'm not doing that.
Drake?
Yeah. He was like, I'm going in.
Yeah. I love it. Now, Rick Ross has made me laugh because just Drake is a black man. Let's just.
And he called that boy.
And
white
he called boy. That boy. He called that man white boy so many times. His diss track album artwork. Did you see
yes,
it?
Yes, I did. It was "Hey, white man."
And it's so somebody I follow, Langston Kerman, on Twitter was like, as a mixed person, let me tell you what, that white boy thing is really hurting Drake's feelings right now. I can't speak to that. But whether it like it's appropriate or not, it was making me laugh so hard.
Well, because sometimes Drake does come off more like a white man.
Well, he told his mom that Rick Ross was being racist, and I said, now that's your white.
Well, no,
that's
when he did
white.
The interview with Bobby, the white girl in the bed, yeah, that
Bobby
was
Altoff.
Him. That was him. I was like, oh, you're a white boy.
He was a white male.
You are.
But calling a black man racist when you put, now black people, we call each other a lot of stuff.
But he said,
I can't think of a time where a black person who I love and respect or even know personally has ever called another black person racist.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say a lot of stuff, but racist? We ain't got the power to be racist, really.
He also said Rick Ross is performing at high school proms for money.
That was funny.
Yes.
This is the good part. Just like sports, I'm a big fan of sports. You know you're a resident sports expert.
Yeah.
I enjoy sports more when I'm not a particular fan of either team playing.
Yeah.
And I can just enjoy the game, right? If you're a Drake fan or a Kendrick fan or a J. Cole fan or a Ross fan and you feel like you have to defend your artist, you can't enjoy the fun.
Yeah.
When you have no horse in the game, no dog in the fight, you could be like, ha, that was funny.
I thought
this is the thing that Drake has always helped his stuff by being funny. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to beat a person who's making people laugh. Like you going hard and then niggas making people laugh, it makes you going hard seem like, well, this nigga's just being funny. But Rick Ross is also funny.
Yes, he is.
So funny versus funny.
It's a good time.
And what's happening, and this was, if y'all didn't come to our Toronto show, we did this part of our show where we played like top five artists of either
Canada.
The city or the area.
Mm-hmm.
When we played Drake, the audience did not go up.
They
nearly booed.
Yeah.
And we were in Toronto. Proper.
Yeah.
We was where the man them. And me, Angel, and Josh were like.
We were like, we
are y'all don't confused. Rock with Drake in this city?
We're confused.
And I think the internet, there's a large portion of the internet who I feel like they have decided they're over Drake. It feels like Drake needed the street rappers for credibility and the rappers needed Drake for hit making.
For popularity.
I seen this graphic about the Drake effect, like what him hopping on your song does mm-hmm. to the chart position, how many people he gave their first number one singles. This is not debatable. However, in battle raps, people are not checking the stats. It's like you lose a game and they're like, but remember 1988, he went 35 for 30 and made 20. Okay, but this time somebody called him BBL Drizzy. And said he got a nose smaller than his father's nose.
He got surgery to make his nose smaller than his father's nose.
I didn't see that. I saw a lot of...
Everybody was like, I thought everybody knew he had a rhinoplasty.
I did not know that.
The surgery allegations don't surprise me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that, though. I don't think I ever really looked closely.
I don't.
The abs was like, now, hold on. I don't remember you.
Oh, well, that baby's shaped different. Like there are certain people you put it like this. There are certain people that will never be shaped certain ways.
Yeah.
Because that's just not how the Lord aligned them to be without the help. Come on. Listen. Yes, friend. Me too. I just was talking about, I ain't got hips. If I show up with hips, know somebody put them there. It was not work. It was not worked out in the gym. Okay. Ass. Yes. Thighs. Yes. Hips. No, no. And Drake is a boxier, like shaped, not to call him SpongeBob, but he's boxier at the top. And so when that stuff started to come in tighter at the waist, that ain't, listen, I know good personal trainers.
Time.
What?
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Paint Your Life. Looking for a great Mother's and Father's Day gift idea? I was, and I found it at Paint Your Life. With Paint Your Life, you'll have a hand-painted portrait created to fit almost any budget. And it's a great gift idea for your mother, your father, or both. Maybe your baby mother, your baby father, anybody who could be painted. Or your baby, even if they don't know how to see good yet. They'll have eyes good later. Paint Your Life transforms your photos into one-of-a-kind, beautiful, hand-painted portraits by Professional Artiste. The user-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made, hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. Communicate directly with the artist to ensure the portrait is painted just like you always dreamed. Get a hand-painted portrait in as little as 2 weeks. The perfect birthday, anniversary, or Mother's or Father's Day gift. Meaningful, personal, and always heartwarming. The gift will warm your mother's and your father's heart. You may even catch them wiping away a tear or two. My mom and my grandma absolutely getting this for Mother's Day. My dad is absolutely getting this. Might even give my real dad a picture. Since he wasn't around, maybe I'll give him a picture of me to remember who he left. Maybe it's just a picture of us. I'm sorry, guys. I still haven't healed. You can give the most meaningful gift you ever given at paintyourlife.com. And there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. Guaranteed. And right now, limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word THING to 87204. That's THING to 87204. Again, text THING to 87204. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. By texting 87204, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from paintyourlife.com. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Reply stop to stop or help for help. And now back to the show.
What happened? He's a boxier type of Angel.
It would be better to just call him SpongeBob. Not to call him SpongeBob is infinitely worse than saying SpongeBob. Now you don't play SpongeBob imagery in my mind and say I'm not saying
I'm
that.
Not.
But not Funko Pop box ish. Shout out the lady in one of our shows. I remember the city. I was doing my preach in the audience, and she handed me this.
And I was like,
what if I didn't come back here? She was like,
She's like, then I guess
did,
I got
though. So she said
she knew the Lord was coming. But no, he just doesn't. There are certain people that the Lord blessed to have certain shapes. That's just how they came up out of their mama's body. And
yes.
There are certain people who don't. That doesn't make them any less of a person.
Doesn't make them less of a person,
but sometimes people get surgery to help make the shape 1,000%. That they
want. When I went down to Alabama one time to visit my birth father, and he had his back turned towards me, and from behind, I said, oh, man, he's in great shape. And I called his name, and he turned around and faced me, and I saw my body. I said, man, I'm...
You said, God now,
what
dang.
You? What have I been? How I'm built like you?
Listen, I know
I built just, and I thank God. Zay and Joe, damn, their genes said, "Let's get out of this one.
We go.
If I have a third kid, that baby gonna get this.
He gonna have that belly,
but be so happy,
be a happy little baby.
Man, me and Melissa was watching the Physical 100. I don't know if you ever seen this program. I told you and Marcus about
it.
Yeah,
we started with the toilet. Did you see him? His muscles.
I hate it.
Big.
I hate the voiceover. The American people did the worst job.
It was Asian people doing American English, and it was terrible.
Terrible.
He's so strong.
But them people are in pristine physical shape.
Yeah.
And I remember reading this article, watching this TikTok, reading a tweet, whatever, man. I got it from the internet. And they were saying, like, people aren't, they don't get in good shape and become trainers. They become trainers because they're naturally in great shape.
Yes.
And they go into that, like, I'm funny. You're funny. Josh is talented at so many different things video-wise. So he's like, let me just go into this field. Body type is the same way. Mm-hmm. If you're taller, people be like, you should play basketball. Mm-hmm. If you're fast and strong, you should play football. If you can sing, you should sing, but whatever. But Drake, he has the build of a regular man.
Yes.
A regular man, which the majority of America and the world, well, I'll say America, because in Europe, they'd be smaller. But in America, most people don't be like in pristine physical shape. Most people over 30 and 40 at least. Mm-hmm. But anyway, continue, Angel.
So yes, as Josh said, the allegations of plastic surgery are not surprising because we saw different leaps and bounds of Drake's body that did not equate to abs in the kitchen working out with a trainer. It looked like abs in the OR.
He put some pictures up, some Instagrams up of him lifting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He did. Like you still should. Girls who be getting BBLs, that there are some women who are already in great shape, but their butt was just never going to be what they wanted it to be.
Never going
to
BBL.
Dang it. I was going to set something up, but you took. Go ahead.
Damn. All right. Josh is funny also, but I was saying he ain't chose funny as a profession.
Oh, I got
my point was profession.
So the fact that Rick Ross chose the ghostwriting, and chose also the fact that he is biracial and honed in on the whiteness. There is nothing that Drake can do about those words. There's nothing changeable about those words.
Remind me again. I remember, was it Quentin Miller that
said,
started? Did he say he wrote it?
Meek Mill was the one that was like, that was that whole beef.
They did say it too.
I totally forgot about that.
That was that entire beef.
Did Drake ever refute that, or he was just like,
I don't remember, but also, that's another thing. Like, I feel like Drake has writers, and that's not.
I guess we'll check back in when.
You think Kendrick is going to respond?
I don't think so.
Schoolboy Q and Daylight both said, I got something. Also, the AI things are really annoying. The AI, is this real? Is this AI thing? The AI be sounding so real, I don't know. Because Kendrick, I sent Melissa one that I thought Kendrick dropped, and I was like, oh, snap. You know, and then three tweets later was like, this is AI. And I was like, how y'all know what's Allen Iverson?
I would have, if it was AI, I would have hoped it would have been even better. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good, very entertaining.
Yeah.
But not like, oh my God. He has some great double entendres in there.
Mm-hmm.
He said Whitney. He said, which
and
is
that's Kendrick's
wife. He wife? Said, I'm going to have them men around me like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Kendrick's wife.
And see, now that's what got him in trouble with Pusha Terrence.
Yes, that's correct.
And since you're at it, Drake, it's not too late. To come. I just listened to Story of Adidon again. I said, whoo, whoo, whoo. Good old mean rapping. but since I have no dog in this fight, I will continue to watch. But yeah. Also, I kind of enough.
It was just weird because it felt like I didn't. Did somebody else do another diss track? Are we missing someone else? Because he also threw ASAP in there.
ASAP was featured on the Future and Metro album, and I believe he said something, but I think it was more referencing to it. Oh, he basically, yeah, it was about Rihanna.
This is where I think I get confused. While obviously Kendrick did the diss, and you then imply, well, Future and Metro also are a part of it because it was on their album.
Yeah.
So that's how you get three against one, even though they didn't say nothing on their song about Drake.
Yeah.
Then you have Rick Ross. Who are these other people? When did they say the thing?
You know Tommy Davidson meme? Who are these niggas?
Right. Who are the?
I don't know, Angel.
Everybody's like, everybody's coming out to take shots. I was like, when? I told you I missed it all. I was up until 2 o'clock trying to figure out what the hell people were talking about.
I gotta take my son to school.
Come on.
I got other stuff to do.
Well, let me tell you, I do.
I gotta let the dog out. All right. Somebody asked Amani. That's touche. Thoughts on Bishop Shears' church service on Easter's.
I don't have thoughts on Bishop Shears Church. I have thoughts on my unruly cousin, Kevin, who is wayward and needs to go back and give his life to Christ. That man, this was him, all church service.
Not all church service, just when the camera came. And we shouldn't be recording people praise anyway.
This is Kevin. Down in his phone.
Down at the cross.
He only preached for
22 minutes.
A little while. Kevin wanted to get up out of there. And I said, I took his purse. And I knew you couldn't go nowhere without his purse. I said, no, we will stay here until the end.
Let me tell y'all the truth, since Angel's being funny and lying and telling a little truth. Here's what was smart. And here's what I loved about Bishop Sheard and them church. Greater Emmanuel Institute.
A Geico Ogic. That's how I remember.
Guy Kojic.
Mm-hmm. Music outstanding. The band, crazy. Praise team, amazing. Flag people.
Yeah.
Praise outstanding.
Dances. Yeah.
Bishop Sheard's preaching. Kiss to God.
He did the hoop.
Old school churches.
Asthma attack.
Come he on. Had good, good words when Jesus got up on that ignominious cross.
Come on.
One time I was on my phone, I was Googling what ignominious, because I said, I have never heard this word.
We had never.
We looked around, I said, let me Google it again, because I done forgot what it
is.
It was like embarrassing or something like that. Deserving or causing public disgrace or shame. One time I was on my phone, I said, now Sheard, you can't preach that good and throw words. He had about three words.
He did. They were long. I said,
we kept looking at each other like,
multi-syllabic. Oh.
I said, Sheard. Yeah. He had that chain tucked in his pocket. Boom. There was good words in there.
Uh-huh.
He got up on that ignominious cross. He preached good Easter preaching. What happened was, and I'll tell y'all straight up and down, I have never in my life, now, like I told y'all before, first 30 years of my church, of my life, I didn't miss Sunday service but three times in my life.
Yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
of which was the day I was born on a Sunday. Never in my life have I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning after performing till 10 o'clock that night, got up at 4 o'clock, I'm not even got up at 4 o'clock, was in the hotel lobby at 4 o'clock in the morning in one city, Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Sure.
Flown 3 hours mm-hmm. to another city, mm-hmm. landed at 7 a.m., 7:50 or whatever, mm-hmm. gone to the hotel, taken a shower, and then went to church.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go to church in the city I went to sleep in.
Yeah.
So the fact that I went to church at all, mm-hmm. considering what time I woke, and that was... in the same time zone.
Wow. It's almost like you don't. Having to do all that wow. when I could have sworn our Savior, huh?
Got up beat. On that cross. Huh? That ignominious cross.
Huh? Went to.
But listen, when he got up on that cross, he was asleep in that same city.
He said he had 3 nights of napping.
He didn't fly 3 hours and then get up on that cross. And if he did, he probably would have been tired.
And he wouldn't have been on his phone, though.
He wouldn't have been on his phone because he didn't have no phone. He probably would have texted God, you know what I'm saying? Nevertheless, thy will, if it be your will, take this cup from me. But he didn't have phones. If he did have a phone, he probably would have got a text off. But can't get a text off if your hands are nailed to a cross. It's a little difficult. He'd been like, hey, Siri.
Oh, they had a sexy Jesus at the church. I forgot. This man, hold on, let me pull down my skirt because my skirt's tight and short. I enjoyed the service. I think we all did. I think we all enjoyed the service, but I'm going to go ahead and get these jokes off. This is this man. They had the praise dancers and they had, you know, they gave us that good old school type of praise dance, you know, with the fans in the chair. Well, Jesus came in with a hotel towel across his body, this short, right? With his, you could see a little bit of his drawers, no shirt on. He ain't had the ab etching. He was just on the thinner side. He was in shape, young man, right? With the fade. I was like, oh, Jesus got a fade. They put him up on the cross. They put him up on the cross, right? He's on the cross like this. He's on the cross giving D'Angelo, how does it feel? But the thing that made it worse was that the dancers were on their knees, like kind of like clawing at him, clawing at the Savior. And I said, now did they know what this looked like? If it took forever for them to get Jesus off the floor. So first Jesus was giving like us the cap of the hump off the floor because he was just laying there in his towel. And I said, I don't know if this is what they wanted us to get from it, but this is very too big.
Oh, right. And Jesus had that, he had that low and even taper going Jesus on.
Had the dark Caesar.
He did.
Give us the Caesar what is Caesar's. He said, let me get the dark Caesar. You know what I'm saying? As long as you give us the Caesar what is Caesar.
He said, well, go ahead and save us there, Jesus. Period.
So, period. Let me go back to this real quick because. After he preached, and this is a great church setup, Bishop Sheard and them at Greater Emmanuel, they got a good setup.
Uh-huh.
They get straight to it. They had praise and worship, offering, the Easter like section, and I think we had Missed the Kids. They came before the kids were earlier. And then Bishop Sheard preached. After he preached, he hands the mic to Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel.
Woo!
Clark Cole come in. She hit 20 and 10 in the second quarter.
I loved
it. She was what we call exhorting.
Yeah.
And she get out here, got him out of there. How many of you sit down?
So
I'm
sitting.
I'm standing up. I'm praising God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Playing air drums and keys. Somebody's in the balcony recording my worship.
Was that your word?
And I happened to like look up, you know, it looked like they turned it black and white. They've been like, Kevin's never seen again. But somebody was like, Kevin looked like he didn't want to be there. I didn't. Mm-mm. But I often didn't want to go to church, but I still went in there. But y'all actually caught me while I was actually, and Josh clapping, Angel's doing this, and I'm playing drums and air keys. But I don't want to be there because I don't shout and I'm not clapping. But I also don't want to be there.
Yeah,
because I'm tired. But I didn't want to go to church a lot of time. But I still got up there because he got on that ignominious cross.
He say it again.
Ignominious
there
cross.
There you go.
Yeah,
come on.
He got up there. He got up. And I was waiting for Sheard to give me one. He got up. He gave me 7. Mm-hmm. Preached good. But then Dorinda got up there.
That was
she basically
so
hooped for 15.
And I loved it. She said, what's wrong here? Because y'all would have been up greater than Emmanuel.
Went smooth off. And I was like, this is crazy. Clark says they're going smooth off, right? Triple-double in 2 quarters. I'm going to tell you what it was. I kept thinking church was over.
Mm-hmm.
I also, they running through this. We're going to get up out of here. I could take a nap. I still got to work tonight.
Yeah,
I'm tired. I'm hungry. But and these two things I don't want to be.
Yeah.
And I can't go solve either of those. Then after that, they go church announcements. They run the second offering. They got a real estate person come up.
It was.
And then they do first time attenders. I said, Jesus, please don't make me stand up. They say Angel's birth given name.
Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, born in Baltimore, Maryland, raised in Lexington, Kentucky, currently living in the Valley of Los Angeles, California. Is she here? Is she here?
Angel got to stand up in the whole church looking at her. They don't say my name. I'm like, good. God, grace and peace. Let me get out of here. Armor bear go over to Sheer.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. I saw it.
And I'm not paying attention. I'm on my phone. Okay, and the whole band was on the phone too.
Yeah, they were.
Wasn't camera wasn't
they,
on them
and
though.
You would definitely.
They finished playing. They said,
you could definitely tell you came from the band.
Then they said, everybody in that corner and on the side of the church.
Text the camera.
People
you at the
reading
church.
The Bible from their phone too. That's what y'all don't know. I was reading.
Nah, not the Bible.
Anyway, so Armor Bear goes to Sheard. Angel's like, Kevin, they gonna announce your name? I said, there ain't no way.
Mm-hmm. I said, oh, they saw
here
you.
Come back up. You know we are blessed.
Uh huh.
To have I think he said an influencer. You
yes.
know how them all say we got an influencer
in social media.
Social media influencer in praise the Lord, brother Kevin Fredericks. Go on and stand up. From that moment on, I said, I'm taking 1,000 pictures now.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been though.
It was more than I wanted to be, which was 0.
Well then.
So he said that, I said that one. And I'm talking about them greater Emmanuel Lees. They was like, give it to
him. Well, I didn't think
the sweetest people on earth.
I didn't think it was as bad.
No, it was nearly as bad as it could have been. But I immediately knew I was in an impromptu meet and greet, double hand grab.
Uh-huh.
You know, my daughter loves you. She's right back there in the back.
Oh, that one was a good one.
If you would just go in.
I was like, your daughter don't love us.
We went talking to the daughter. The daughter's like, what's up, man?
Yeah, she was like, hey, what's up? So, girl, I was watching this thing. I was like, well, I don't think she loves us.
Yeah, but another daughter. That one was, she gave us a solid head nod. But I wouldn't argue that she loved us.
I think she's just aware of who we are.
But it was great. Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Ritual. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993. That is the year our Lord and Savior Joshua Roberts' birth year. Joshua is turning 31 years old.
Man.
This year. That's how recent and fresh this was. Okay, I was born in 83, and 10 whole years of my life, women were excluded from clinical research. What kind of balderdash is that? Women belong in scientific research. They're essential. You know what? Ritual knows that. That's why they conducted university-led human clinical trial for their essential for women 18 plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results? Increased vitamin D levels up 43% and omega-3 DH levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Listen, me and my wife, we getting older. We gonna be 41 this year. Our children are driving, going away to college. A lot of our audience, y'all the same age as us. Okay, so you as women over 18, you need your essential multivitamins. You cannot survive off a diet of Zaxby's and hot Cheetos your whole life and hot pickles. You need multivitamins in addition to Zaxby's, hot Cheetos, and hot pickles. Just make it a ritual. Take your ritual like a ritual. Get up in the morning, wash your face, wash your underarms, your nether regions, amen, and then take your multivitamin and get out the house. Take care of your externals, take care of your internals, then face the world, all right? Gentle on an empty stomach with a minty essence in every bottle that helps to make and take your multivitamins actually enjoyable. Ritual vitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable. No more shady business. Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off. Oh, I thought it was only 20. Look at God. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/crew. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/crew for 25% off. Also, we all know there are things in your life that you have to compromise on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to have a basement, but then I'd have to live in the Midwest. And I don't want to live in the Midwest. I want a basement in California, but I got to make a compromise. In exchange for paying high prices for cost of living, I get sunshine more of the year than I did when I was in Seattle. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines and loving hip-hop episodes or Real Housewives of Potomac. Yeah, Candace just had a baby, but she left the show. I don't want to talk about that with you, Doc. I want to talk about my life. Not my television programs, okay? So instead of going to that doctor, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no one compromises here because with ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Hey, Sharon, what you doing? My baby father ain't paid the rent. Charles again? Yeah, girl. Anyway, talk to you later. You don't want to be doing that, okay? These docs have all verified reviews from actual real patients, not AI. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. I trust this. And if you trust me, you should trust this, all right? Angel trusts this, and she's a trustworthy person. She pays her bills on time. She writes checks. You know you can trust somebody who writes check. Go to ZocDoc.com/SK and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK. ZocDoc/SK. Back to the show. It was great, but them you can't get out of pews fast.
No.
I did three slides and they had caught me at the edge. I took them pictures, took about, I don't know, more pictures than I want to take.
It
on
took
Easter
about
Sunday.
15. It wasn't that, like, it definitely could have been way, way worse. The only thing I'll say, if they ever do a renovation, the slanted floor is not good for heel shout when you're shouting in heels because it pushes your foot forward to the front, and I couldn't get a good shout in because it was hurting my big toe. And I didn't want to have to run to the front. I was on my way to the front to just shout up at the front. But I said, that's going to feel like showboating. I'm not trying to do it. I'm just trying to get praise on it.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I Josh, loved it. Did you
Somebody
enjoy
said,
yourself?
You made a show called Churchy, appeal to a churchy audience. You go to church and now you're mad they love you. I'm not mad they love me.
You just don't want to talk
I
to
don't,
them.
I don't. I'm tired. Y'all don't know me well. I'm no fun when I have not rested.
He's not.
I think we know that about you.
I'm talking about these people.
Oh, I was going to say, we know that.
That
very
was
well
the
about
third
you.
City of a three back to back to back.
And we had a terrible
and
show.
And
the
two
night.
Weekends of a back to of back three. To back to back. I was residually exhausted. And that takes energy to be on.
I thought you weren't going to come, but Kevin.
I almost didn't, but he got up.
Come on, that's what
he got up. I got on Easter Sunday. Cause it ain't like he didn't get up on that ignominious cross and die for me. For me to lay down and take a nap. He couldn't take a nap because he was up there.
He was up out.
A crown of thorns on his head.
Come on.
Nails in his hands and feet. They pierced his side and you want to lay down in the bed in Detroit. You get up out of that bed because he got up for you. And he gave me what I needed. I went down. We had lunch. I had me a drink, and I took the nap of my life.
We did sleep good times.
I was tired, man. I was tired, but it was great. Too. I would go back to that church again. It's so funny. When I was young and churchy, when we went on vacation, we always, when we were out of town, we was we would have loved, and I still did love, on a restful night, I would have loved to go to their church with my full energy. But when we used to come to L.A., we went to Blake's church. We went to Noel Jones' church. Mm-hmm. We went to Omer's church. We was like, oh, these the big dogs. We was in Washington. We ain't seen church. We like the band. This band, and this nigga play for Mary J. Blige. And like, these are the niggas. They play for all the people you seen on the road. Like, these are their MDs. When they not on tour, they playing for them people. You know, so obviously growing up from a churchy background, seeing the Clark sisters, church. Karen Clark Sheard had her grandbaby at the thing. I said, y'all, it's regular.
It was just so beautiful. I love seeing black people in church clothes. I haven't seen that in so long, living in LA in 20 years. You know, we go to church like we go to a picnic. And it was just me and Dorinda. Our outfits were very similar. Everybody kept saying, wait, is that Angel up on the mic? Because she has red hair too. Hers is a little bit more on the orange side. But they gave me exactly what I needed. And that was the reason why I wanted to go, because I don't get to go back to where church feels like church when I grew up. And it's not that I want to be back in a church like that on a regular basis, but sometimes it's just nice to get a little bit of that.
It's good on Easter.
Yeah.
What's your Resurrection Sunday? As a Mexican male.
Huh?
As a Mexican male, what did you think?
Mexican male, I had a great time. Lively, you know, everybody was having a great time. Music was fantastic. I was
that
all
band
in.
Band was banding.
I was welcoming. I felt like we were honored guests there. You know, they shouted you out.
Yes.
Well, they shouted Angel out, and then when they spun the block in honored you. And then they were like, oh, Kev's here. Yeah, so we're going to take our second offering of
And Sheard could raise an offering, boy.
Oh, yes.
I said, there is a reason he is the bishop of the Grand Old Church of God in Christ. He is perfect. Oh, I wish I could have shook his hand. I want to shake your hand. Because I was like, oh, you great, Sheard.
You would have healed your feet. That plantar fasciitis would have been up out of there. Shout out to Jessica Cornell, who saved our seats.
Yes.
She put that stuff. She had all of her stuff out and then had a purse full of candy for us.
She gave said, y'all gummy bears and stuff.
She said, y'all want some candy? Yes. I said, you so sweet. So, yes, thank you, Greater Emmanuel and the pastor and first lady, Bishop. We've thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. Kevin gave me $20 to put in the offering. I said, give me some money.
Listen, they had electric offering and they still walked.
They had tap to pay.
Yeah. They had Giveify. Tap, Venmo, Cash App.
You got to do the act.
I get it. And then if you put it in on the Cash App, you walk by and you touch it.
Yeah.
You touch the plate because we got to. That's where the blessing is, in the touch. Y'all want to give it through the. Y'all want to give it through the online, but you got to touch and agree.
You got to put it.
I said we walk and we walked twice. I said that shit and run it back. Yeah,
he said one more time, let's do it. But yeah, thank you. It was a great time. Thank you so much, Detroit, for treating us so well.
We'll be back next year.
Hilarious. Dion said he wanted to shake a hand, but not the hands. Hilarious. All right, moving on. I'm not going to talk about why I don't want to meet everybody on Easter Sunday no more. This is where Patreon came in handy. When I tell you this never came across my timeline, this next story, the male pole dancer at the Stronger Men Conference.
Ooh, God almighty.
And the man getting kicked off stage for addressing it, that man being Mark Driscoll. Without Patreon, I had
never seen it.
Saw this.
I would have never seen a male stripper. What is this? At the church.
So what happened, it was a humongous men's conference. This article is in Relevant Magazine. They had...
they quite literally had thousands of... It's mainly Wahite men. At this conference, and they do.
I think it was called the 2520 conference.
That's what it should have been called. They opened the conference with something crazy every year. Last year was a monster truck show.
Monster trucks are cool though, man.
But what does that have to do with Christ?
Jesus will destroy the monsters for you.
Well, this year they had a guy who was on I think America's Got Talent perform, and he is a pole dancer. Now, mind you, I actually love pole dancing in all forms, in the sexual forms. I love it in the more athletic forms. So it doesn't always, pole dancing does not always equate to sensualness to me.
Yeah, and he wasn't stripping like Magic Mike.
He might as well have been, though.
He did have a pole.
And not just that, he had on a vest, and I can't do what he did because I don't have no shirt on here. And ripped the vest off to do his bit.
Praise, it was a praise dance.
Naked from the waist up. He had on jeans.
It was K&K and Kmart.
Yes. I was like, where is his full-length choir robe?
KKK Mime.
That's good. KKK Mime. That's solid. He ripped his vest off, shirtless, threw it back to a person. Person knew. This is the vest come off time. If it already wasn't, you are okay. So now you put it in a sexual terms for me. Oh, once you rip off your shirt and you're performing for all these men, and I'm like, oh, okay, so homoerotic. Okay, that's okay. Got it.
The other plastic I've been praising, brand new.
Then he takes then he takes a sword from his assistant, a sword, proceeds to deep throat that thing. Like I'm talking about, just the handle is out of this sword. And this is not a dagger. This is the length of a dagger that I'm holding. He had a sword. Put it down his throat. And the men are like, right? This man proceeds to climb this. Well, he proceeds to climb this pole like a monkey going up a tree. He goes all the way up into the heavens, right? I guess he was like, Jesus, you forgot your sword, right? And he goes up, and then he does. And I was like, they better call him out for it. He does the P-Valley drop. The death drop they be doing on P-Valley when they go all the way up to the top and then they allow... They did it on Usher. See, he went to Usher's residency in Vegas.
He was supposed to be ushered in the church, but he went to a different Usher.
Yes, he did. They did. He did the P-Valley drop where you drop fast, like at the speed of gravity, but then you stop abruptly before you hit the floor.
Yeah.
And then the men were like, yeah! Jesus! This is how they opened the conference.
Man praise.
Yes.
Wood. Eagles. Yes. Colt 45. Beer. Tools.
Right. I was like, what in the world is this? I know they never had that at Woman Thou I Lose. I
never
know
had that at Woman Thou
I. They never had it. So the next day, their main speaker, yes, somebody said they wanted to be swallowed up. Oh my gosh. So then the next day, the man at the, who's supposed to speak, comes there with a heavy, you know, you at a white conference. He has on a baseball cap. If you in the pulpit with a baseball
yes,
cap
he
on.
Is.
He said, listen, I've been up since 1 o'clock praying for your souls. They're like, yeah. They were so excited.
You sound like the dude from Emperor's New Groove. I can't think of his name. The big dude, Krook or something.
That's what Crude. They sounded like. He was like, the Jezebel spirit was in here. He said, the Jezebel spirit opened our conference.
I want you to never make that sound again, but it's so
But it's what so they sounded odd. Like. Yes. They were so, he was like the Jezebel spirit. And then there was a couple people who were like, you thought it too? Yeah. I was like, is anybody else's dick hard? Because I don't think that's what's supposed to be happening here at this conference. Because my penis is hard. Is that how the conference
is? I don't know why I feel this way. I like it. I shouldn't like it.
No, I shouldn't.
It was strong.
That's it was so.
You're making this cowboy hat. I didn't know your head was under there.
Friend.
I didn't know your head.
Your head was underneath there. So the I guess the leader of the conference, he was heated because the mic wasn't near a mic. He was like, your time's up.
You're right. You're out of order, Mark.
You're out of order, Mark. Your time is up. The audience starts. Some people are booing. Some people are still doing their... I love you. Put the sword in my mouth. And he was like, he should have said something to me. We talked for 30 minutes. He should have told me privately. And the guy got off stage. He was just like, okay. And there were people just yelling, arguing. But what I thought was so funny was that the image, this is like one of those big, like, arenas. So they have the power to have those gigantic LED screens, like they at a Missy Elliott concert. What was on the LED screen? I don't know if you paid attention.
I didn't see it.
Was a big Harley Davidson. I'm dead serious. I said, if you want to get them all on one accord, have a black woman up in there telling them, rebuking them. But they would have lost it. Look in the back when the white man gets up there talking about.
That man was, he's at the top with the sword in his mouth.
Yeah, that was.
At the top.
You got to go to the rebuke video.
Oh, okay. I'm still watching the performance. Yes. These men are like, ah! Yeah.
The sword.
Is it Michael and Angel? Magic Michael the Archangel.
Yeah, you go. That's a good one.
Oh, I see it.
You see that huge motor? I said, what kind of conference is this? There's a huge, it's not the Bible. It's not
so big.
It's not some like
metaphor. I never looked behind him.
I was like, is that a motor? I said, all these men were lost anyways. He was like, listen, what I do know is we led 514 people to Christ. And I was, is that where we led him? Is it, we sure it was to Christ? I think we led him to that man's underwear.
I just want to tell y'all, we be always saying this only happens in the black church. It doesn't. We don't even have the budget to do this stuff all half the time. Mm-hmm. We just share stuff that happens in our community.
Yeah.
Thankful to the people in the Patreon who put this in our timeline, because this didn't come across my timeline. It wasn't on Larry Reed Live.
Yeah.
This wasn't on Hollywood Unlocked. So I don't know how I found, but I know in their community, they're like, this is crazy. And I follow some white TikTokers. They be having drama in the white church. That evangelicals, they be having scammers. All the other stuff that happens in any church happens in their church too. So stop saying this is why you didn't go to church. You did not stop going to church because they had a motorcycle man and a stripper.
Would you have felt like they had a topless pole dancer at a conference that you paid your money to go to open the conference?
I love good production value.
I know. This is why I'm asking you specifically.
But usually, I am more of an illustrated sermons person.
It was a word.
I would not understand the connection between.
Ain't the word the sword?
You ain't supposed to eat the sword.
Yeah, the sword. Yes, the word's supposed to come in and out of your mouth. And that's how you get up to heaven.
Jack
with the
Reacher.
Sword.
You are Reacher.
Y'all, see, that's a word, ain't it, y'all? The word is the sword.
I go to Vegas to see this at Cirque du Soleil all the time.
Sword in your mouth. Take it up to Jesus.
I would not be able to make the connection between why this is happening at a men's conference.
I just needed him to have a shirt on. And then I would have been fine.
He can't do the stuff. You need freedom.
Then he's not really anointed. As far, I only go as far as the greater Emmanuel, sexy Jesus. That's as far. Once after that, you going too far.
No, I'm with you.
After that, I can't.
I'm with you when you're right, Angel. Now, you are our only person in this room that is part of the Divine Nine.
Yes, I am.
I follow a lot of Divine Niners on Twitter.
You do.
And this next story had a lot of people up in arms.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Q, Tennessee State, for this story suggestion. And also, I didn't shout out the first person, Tamara Jefferson, who said BBL Drizzy. Q said, Tennessee State University crossing 175 AKAs. The video is somewhere on TikTok. I'd find it, but I'm at work. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear Angel's thoughts, because why are that many people crossing at once? And then on the same note, this Q probate was wild. And it, you know, we'll do one at a time.
One at a time. Well, first, let me start off by saying I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So I don't be in other people's business. I be in my sorority's business, and we got a lot of it. I did go watch the video.
She just crossed.
Yeah, my sorority. I did go watch the video for the sake of this episode. And there were a lot of girls in the South. It was almost like there were so many girls. I would have gathered to have thought that they had been off the yard for a while.
Explain off the yard to people who don't understand.
They were not allowed, and this is an assumption, so it might not be true. They were not allowed to cross any ladies into their organization, nor was their organization able to operate as an organization at that campus. Now, in the South, especially at HBCUs, you will have the tendency to get larger lines just because the candidate pool is larger. You have more, like, actual, if we speaking of Delta, women with high GPAs that have leadership, a resume full of leadership positions, as well as a long, long history of community service. I don't know what the requirements are for any other organization. Mm-hmm. Only thing I thought was, one, I hope it was 174 out of, like, 400 potential candidates and not 174 out of 175 candidates.
175.
It was 174.
I was 174?
It was 174.
Oh, she had it wrong?
Yeah, okay. It was 174. I watched a couple of videos to make sure. But if you were the one person that didn't get chose, because that was a lot of people.
Man.
I hope it was like 400 other girls that didn't get chose. Because if you, if you were the one.
Oh, we're taking everybody. Oh, but actually, you. Can you just slide out of our line?
If you were the one.
Y'all took 174. Yes. We're not taking 175. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you just, you're out, man. All right. So scram.
If you were the one, I said, oh my God, today. But what I will say, and more than anything, more than I don't know how they supposed to know all each other. I don't know how they wrangled all of that together. But that was a lot of money collected with dues in initiation.
What their dues hit like on the first time?
Undergrad, I'm not sure. Graduate, it's a couple of thousands.
Thousand?
Yes.
Was that a grad chapter or?
That was, no, TSU. It was their undergrad.
Oh, duh.
So what I would say, when I see these large lines cross, regardless of what organization, I think, ooh, their service programs better be popping. Because y'all got the money to do it. Y'all better be having some mental health symposiums. Y'all better be having some clothing drives. Y'all better bring in some amazing speakers to speak to mental health to college students. That's more so, more than... What the hell did all of them do to cross line?
What is a large, what would you have said prior to this is a large, like what is a, I don't know what normal or large is. When I was at UW, we didn't have that many people. So it's like lines of six.
Right.
Eight, maybe.
So let's say West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Typically West Coast, if you in college, having a line of 10, it's like, oh my God, y'all have so many people.
Okay,
because there's obviously no HBCUs and not really a bunch of colleges that have such large black population.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You go to the South, having a line of 60 is not crazy.
Okay.
Even though that's still a lot. 175, no matter how you cut it, is a lot of fun.
What was in, how many was in your line?
There was, it was two lines. It was a line of 10 and a line of 24 because it was an undergrad and graduate line, which again, 24 is large for the Midwest. Like, and we just crossed the line of 21 out here, which again is a long, is a lot. But if you have a lot of space between the last time you took a line, I think another chapter just crossed 76 out here. Regardless, I hope they gonna do the work.
So now, why is a lot bad? Is it like, is it because it needs to be, I don't mean exclusive in the like that way, but you need to like have quote unquote the cream of the crop in, everybody's not, a, you know what I'm saying?
Not just that, you feel as though, I don't know why anybody, I know why I joined my sorority. I don't know why anybody else joined theirs. I don't know why anybody joins anything other than Delta, to be honest. But, but in whatever your process is, you are hoping that you learn a deeper understanding of the mission of the organization, their history. This is the reason why I don't remember nobody's name. I have 22 founders to memorize their first, middle, and last name. That is 66 names. I don't have time to remember anybody else's.
Hilarious. That's
a good joke. And then I got to remember the people, not just the people to my left and my right, not just their names. Where they from? They mama's names. They siblings' names.
Their mama's
name? Birthdays. I know a lot about the people who I was on line with. Let me just say that. Dang. Okay. So when I think about lines that big, for me, I think for a lot of people, it's hard to fathom how much information they could have taken in about each other in whatever the amount of time they were on line.
Because I know a lot of, on Twitter, all the Divine Nine people was like, oh, oh. 175 is crazy. In my day, we would have 17.
Yeah, it's a lot. And because, you know, all organizations are really trying to, like, you know, keep hazing from happening, yeah. keep the process very much so under control. It, you just wonder, well, how do you know if you number five? Do you know who your number 93 is?
Ace in your tail? Do you know your ace in your tail? If you 77?
I just
ace yeah. is first. Right?
You did good, sir. You did good. But you know what? You don't. As I always say, you don't get to pick how you come into a fraternity or sorority
or the world. Your parents just had sex, and then where you were.
You get in how you fit in. You hope it works out for you.
That's it.
And that's all you can. You're so congratulations to those ladies. I personally would not have wanted to be on a line that large, but again, I don't get to choose.
And you don't. You cross with 10.
Yeah, listen.
Q's.
Oh my God!
If you haven't seen the video, it was a probate at Troy University. I want to say, if don't get me wrong. Yeah, Troy University probate. Q's are pretty much known for being, I'll say, graphic.
They can be.
They you know, it's not uncommon. But this particular Q pulled a fake penis out of his pants and jacked it off, and actual ejaculate.
It's like
he nutted.
Yeah,
into the crowd.
It looked like some sort of like cream bottle, like aftershave or
something. Yeah, I can't really see what the thing is.
I don't want to.
Actually, it was in his hand. Okay, he didn't pull it out of his pants. It was in his hand the whole time. Oh, okay, I see it. It's a white thing in his hand. Uh-huh. But it was simulation of the finishing moments of a fantastic experience.
Yes.
People were up in arms. But I seen a couple probates in my day. I ain't seen, I'm feeling very 40, Angel, is what I'm feeling. I said, and in my day, I don't know what the Q's do down at Troy University. I don't know what is good. I'm a GDI, so I don't know. All I can say is you don't have to be Greek to go to a probate. Everybody goes to probates and be watching the people be out.
Children can go.
People can go. I've never seen that, but I've also never been to a HBCU probate, and I've only been to 3 or 4 at a PWI. So I'm not going to be the expert. Angel, you've been to probably more, and you was in the South. In Kentucky, the South or the Midwest?
Midwest. And you know what? I didn't realize until this crossing season how removed I have been from the, like, people crossing. Like, I'm so grown now, okay? I pay my dues. I do my programming. I raise my kids. Back in the day, I was all up in the mess.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove the fret from it. I don't care what person you are. That's disgusting. That has more to do with a person thing. I'm not going to put that on nobody's letters. I'm not going to put that on Omega Psi Phi. I wouldn't put it on, I was about to call a sorority. Excuse me. I wouldn't have put it on Alpha Phi Alpha, any of the fraternities. That is something that a person who is disgusting did. That just so happened to also be wearing the letters affiliated with one of the Divine Nine. This is why I don't be wearing my letters unless I'm at a Delta function. Because mm-hmm. Angel likes to act up.
A plum fool is what people said. Lots of people have said it.
I like to act a fool very often. I don't know what's going to be said out of my mouth on a regular basis. So instead of making my whole sorority look a plum fool, mm-hmm. I decided, you know what? If I am not financial and I'm not at a Delta event, you're more than likely not going to see me in letters.
Right.
Because y'all know I will pee-pop in a handstand with the quickness. Let my abs get strong again. I'm going to be
get
in my
head. Get that diastasis recti back in order.
Pat, pooter, pat, pat, pat. But it will never be on the back of Osceola McCarthy Adams. Won't be on the back of one of my founders. It's not mm-hmm. going to happen. So I do think this was not a wise decision. It was for shock factor. It did not reflect well on him or the people around him. But I would just say that, you know, I would hope everybody makes wiser decisions when they are representing a brand that is bigger than them.
The big brand.
While I do a lot of work with Kev on Stage Studios, I don't take responsibility for the brand of KOSS, but if I were doing something, a program or a show for Kev on Stage Studios and had to represent you in some way, I'm going to take that into account on how I behave.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people can't get that. I don't understand why that was not what he thought.
I agree.
I don't understand.
I agree. I'd be hesitant to speak on Greek things as a non-Greek person, but I am entertained. I probably would have been like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, if that was my soror, first of all, it would have never happened because we're not doing that. Now, we might fight, okay? Because I feel like some of us have really short fuses.
Yeah.
And that's just happening. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it all, okay? We can't be college educated, very much so a proactive, social active, and not sometimes want to bust somebody upside the head. That's what we usually have together. You know, sometimes we have to be like, hey, soror, let's just walk away.
Yeah.
But never in a day. Whatever. I don't even like to see people drinking in my sorority letters.
Okay, Angel.
You think I'm kidding?
I wouldn't put them letters on. Listen.
That's the way I came up.
Y'all be drinking water?
Juice,
you
tea?
You can have some juice or some tea, maybe even matcha lemonade. They make matcha now.
That's
you can
me.
Have matcha even if you're not Japanese. But y'all are drinking alcoholic beverages in your letters, and I don't like it.
I don't.
That's L-A-H-K. I don't like it.
I do not.
I don't like it with my letters.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I do not
Mojito? It better be virgin.
So if I'm there, if I'm at, why are you drinking? If I see you taking a little toke, if I see you doing that in my I'm gonna be so we're not gonna ever get to you pretending like you're masturbating on top of folk.
Let me talk to your young woman. Were you taking a toke?
I'll be like, girl, what is your problem? Put on a coat.
You taking your toke? Take the letters off if you gonna toke.
Listen, I'm just saying.
And I don't like it.
I have no problem with you representing yourself however you want to be represented. But when you decide to say, oh, I'm going to align myself with the greater good of something bigger, then just pause your nastiness. You could
take the jacket off and take your toque.
Or ejaculate after the probate in real life. Take off the letters and ejaculate on somebody's forehead. That's fine. I'm not going to be mad at you then.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Policy Genius. Springtime is great, except, you know, for allergies. Other than that, you got weather, you got the sun shining bright in the sky later, you've got spring break, you got summer on the horizon, you got we putting stuff on the grill, you know what I'm saying? Depending on your vegetarian, vegan, or meat eating, we could put some steaks on the grill or some mushrooms, portobello mushrooms. Take just like meat if you close your eyes and you're delusional. But you know what else spring is good for? Shopping for life insurance. Everybody does it in the spring because that's what Policy Genius is here. It's a part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind. So if something were to happen to you, accidental death and dismemberment, your family can cover expenses while you get back on their feet. All right. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies and their terms of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. I have life insurance. Now, I don't want to be crass or morbid, but If I didn't have life insurance and I passed away and my family had to sell fish plates and do GoFundMes, I would haunt them. I would haunt my family if they had to be like, Kev ain't leave us nothing, y'all. We got fish plates, 3 for 7, to put them in the ground, or actually to cremate them. They need a little bit extra fire because you know he 270. I would cry. And I know I'm 270, and don't put me in the ground. Light me up. And spread me across the ocean and put a little bit of me in a locket and then move on with your life. But luckily, I use Policy Genius to make sure my family can live happy. Listen, I'm not going to say they're going to be happy that I passed on, but bills going to be paid. They ain't going to be worried about that. A mortgage paid off. That trust fund is filled up. I work hard and they're going to live a good life. They might move to Monaco once I've gone to be with them. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some of these options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other. So you can trust their guidance. Policy Genius has thousands of 5-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found that they best fit their needs. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to give your free life insurance quote and see how much you can save. That's PolicyGenius.com. All right, moving on. Our sports resident expert, Angel. What are your thoughts on the WNBA draft?
Oh, my goodness.
Your favorite player, Caitlin Clark, went number one to Indiana. Indiana Fevers.
I think that made sense. She was probably the best female basketball player in the NCAA this past season.
The WNBA would definitely agree with you.
Yes. So I, regardless of the complexion of her skin, That white woman.
A white woman hooping.
But she be hooping. So I would have thought that she would have went as early as she did, which was number one. Angel Reese was 5 or 7.
She was 7. I think the Sky traded up to get her.
Yeah.
I think Camila Cardoso also went to the Sky.
Yes, she went did. They're both going to be together in Chicago.
Which is kind of, which is what a lot of WNBA players' points has been. There's 12 teams. The draft was 3 rounds, 36 players taken total.
Yep.
Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese are the best bigs of their team.
Yeah.
And they are now on the same team.
Oh, they're about to. I think it's going to be such a. One, I thought this was a great draft because I don't recall hearing people talking about the WNBA draft prior to this year.
Common people, common fans. I knew Aaliyah Boston went number one last year because I was watching South Carolina. She was hooping, and she went to the Fever. She was also in that video with Dawn Staley where Dawn looked like she was tarrying.
Uh-huh, because she was.
But I will say in my life, this is probably the most excitement I've seen for a WNBA draft in my life. And it's probably the first one I've known multiple players. I usually know the top two or three.
Yeah.
But I knowing 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm anxious. I'm not anxious. I'm excited to see Caitlin play. Because them vets in the league, they gonna have a point to prove. And just like I wanted to see what LeBron would do his first season because he had the most pressure on him that I could remember of an athlete. And I remember watching his first game against the Kings. I think he went for 20 and 10. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what Caitlin's going to do in the league. Because if you remember, Raven was D'ing Caitlin up in the championship game. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that league going to come at her like that. What you think about Caitlin being on Saturday Night? A lot of people was upset.
I don't know. I don't know why they're upset. I don't understand why they don't think this is going to happen. This is the best player in the NCAA. And I know, I get it. She lost. She was on a team that did not win. Any of the seasons.
Yes.
But she's also the person that Steph asked to do a 3-point shoot off with. They didn't ask none of these.
He did?
Steph Curry?
I didn't know he asked Caitlin. I mean,
yes.
Caitlin Clark to do a shoot off?
They did. And she lost by a point.
No, that's Sabrina Ionescu.
Mm. Oh, they both look white.
They're white shooting. Sabrina Ionescu is what Caitlin Clark was. She was Caitlin Clark from a few years ago, but she wasn't pulling from the logo.
I thought that was Caitlin this entire time.
No. I was like, when did you do that?
I'm basically being my sports person.
Yes, side thing. But here's what I agree with you,
was
Angel.
Was that the side conversation that he was having was about Sabrina?
What side conversation?
They kind of set it up. It was like foretelling. You know who I want to shoot with? And he said who? And I thought he said Caitlin, but he said Sabrina. It had to have been Sabrina. Sabrina's who he played with.
Yeah. He played against Sabrina.
Well, that was at the Ulster break.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
The thing is, Caitlin, you don't have to win to be the biggest star. You don't have to win the championship to be the biggest star. What I think people are upset with Caitlin is like why you didn't have the South. Like, so they invited Caitlin to do, I think it was Weekend Update, because apparently Michael Shea has had a lot of jokes about women's basketball. And one of the things him and Colin Jost, I'm not familiar. I don't watch that in my life. Crazy. They write jokes for each other at the end of the season. I think the season's winding down this year. So they invited Caitlin. And Caitlin was like, all my homies pull up with me. So it looked like Saturday Night Live invited the whole team. But it looks like they really just invited Caitlin. She was like, all my whites.
She's like, I bet you they coming.
1,000%. And what I think Caitlin is faced with is the way the media treats her is making people who don't care have an opinion negatively towards her. Because I don't know if you caught this.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she will be fine.
Well, depending on how she plays, she'll be fine. That's what I'm anxious to see. And the good thing is WNBA finna start. Mm-hmm. It's a summer. It's a summer. Their league takes place, the majority of the games in the summer. Mm-hmm. Gail King was interviewing Dawn Staley, and she was like, you know, we were all rooting for Iowa. And the person put it on Twitter and was like, we were all? And Dawn Staley responded with like, I was so tired, I didn't even catch that. She said that, but like, basically, look who won. Louis Vuitton Dawn. But it doesn't seem like, I was just going to say this, thank you, Bubblegum's Corner. It don't seem like the players have any beef. And the best thing about basketball is in a couple months, I think the WNBA starts in June, if I'm not mistaken. May. Oh, snap.
They start May tomorrow. 14th. They start tomorrow.
That's 4 weeks from now. That girl just finished a tournament, and then basically 6 weeks from there, she's going to be playing. The best thing about sports is they line up, they throw the ball up in the air, and they play. And if that girl is able to hit them shots, drop them assists like she did, her star is going to continue to rise, and the women's game's interest is going to continue to rise. But the best part about it is she's not carrying the league by herself. She wasn't carrying college by herself. She was a star amongst other stars, but she definitely carried her part. She was fun to watch.
She was very competitive. She was really good. And not only that, and I know people are like, why not bring South Carolina? Because people are saying her name.
There's
the thing. I know Dawn.
I know Dawn.
But they're saying Caitlin's name.
I'm going to tell you why. Saturday Night Live invited Caitlin. She's the biggest star. She's also white. Two things can be true. I can love Caitlyn. I can also be frustrated with how the media makes her the darling of everything, even at the expense of black women, right? Which it happens all the time. Two things can be true. Caitlyn is benefiting from that, but that's not her doing, right? She's not covering herself. The media is covering her one way. And it seemed like she was getting reffed one way, too, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely.
And they still lost. I said, well, God, dog, let them play, cheetah.
Your head is there. That time it threw me off.
I took it off earlier in the episode. I know,
but this time, nigga, something else happened. Some of your skin is still in that hat.
I don't wear that hat no more. You got object permanence when it comes to this hat.
What?
And it's a lot of head meat.
It is. So when this time it's lighter or something. I don't know. But the more important thing out of all this, regardless of me not knowing the difference between a Caitlin or a Sabrina, what's the most important is how good Angel Reese looked at that daggone draft. That's what's really important.
Sydney Colson posted her draft year. She said, we was forced to wear business casual. I'm glad that these girls don't have to. Angel Reese looked like a sexy Mary Magdalene.
This looked like a Rihanna outfit that I've seen before. This, quite honestly, let me see if I can pull it up. She looked like she was going to the, what's that thing that everybody went naked to last year that everybody was so upset about? The Vanity Fair.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
she looked like she was going to the Vanity Fair gold party.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's get somebody that can do both.
Yeah. I'm excited to see her, Cameron Brink, Camilla. Plus, you still got the league. Asia Wilson. You got Sabrina. They got ballers in there. We need to pick a team, individual team. I wasn't rooting for the Storm because Sue Bird is great. She went to UConn, if I'm not mistaken, and she's one of the best dressed people in the world. I think I'm going to have to stick with her.
I'm going with the Las Vegas people.
I really want to go with the Aces, but the Storm is the women's team.
Is the Aces Las Vegas?
Aces is Las Vegas.
I'm going to go with the people who invited me to the game.
I'm going to root for the Aces when I'm with the Aces. When Sydney invites me, I'm going to go. But the Storm have won multiple championships. And I've always followed all Seattle teams. I still can't wait for the NBA to give us a team again because it's been very much a long time. Mm-hmm. But I could root on the side for the Aces because Asia Wilson is a problem on the basketball floor. And see, the other thing about the Aces, they got Kelsey Plum who went to UW. Mm-hmm. And she was breaking all the records at UW. And I'm going to follow my alumni. people from my alumni, but I got to stick with the Storm.
I will say that I'm going to be with the Aces because they invited me.
Yes.
And then, you know, a little bit of the Chicago Sky. Is it Sky? Skylar?
Chicago Sky.
Sky. I'm going to do a little bit of that and maybe dibble and dabble a little bit in the Los Angeles.
Angel, now you got to pick somebody. You can't be dibbling. You can't have three.
There's no big three in fandom.
It's just big me. Bam! There. You need to. If you go in Aces, you got to be with the Aces.
I could be wherever the hell I want to be, and that's what I said. Let me tell you. Go back to this dress. That's important. This dress is so nice that you can't tell she's 6'3". This girl looked 5'3" in this dress.
Yeah.
That is a dress. Yeah. But go ahead. Who you going with, Josh?
In the W?
In the W.
Yes, Josh. We talk about the W.
I might go Chicago this year.
No, Josh. Every year.
Okay.
You can't pick a team per year.
I got to find one.
All right. By May 14th, you need a season. Now, if you heard Caitlin's monologue, she did something that was very smart.
She
thanked all the black players that came before her. She got them that Letterman's jacket, and she said, I'm trying to remember who she said. I know she thanked Maya Moore. Let me see if I can find it real quick. She's terrible on acting, by the way.
Good. Well. Grief. It's not her job.
God bless America. Let me think what she did. And good luck in the WNBA. I hope you
have a great first season. Thanks. I'm sure it will be a big first step for me. But it's just one step for the WNBA. Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside. So I want to thank them tonight for laying the foundation. And Michael, since you're such a big fan.
All right, enough.
Maya Moore is the only name I didn't know. I feel really proud of myself.
She was reading off that prompt.
Tell you, I said, "Whoo, Caitlin, put a basketball in her hand so she can feel more comfortable." When God give athletes stuff, he be like, "I'm gonna give you all this sports. I'm giving you no acting.
None.
It is rare that they are even passable. It is hard.
But
Shaq is fun.
I was literally just thinking about Shaq. I just watched this podcast for the first time, and it's very enjoyable.
Shaq is an aberration when it comes to like being good at things.
Mm-hmm. He's sneaky funny, too.
Sneaky funny. But, boy, when I tell you Ray Allen pissed me off so bad on He Got Game, I said, oh, my God. Maya Moore retired early to become a she was fighting. I think she was. She ended up marrying the man she was fighting for. I don't know what was a project.
Oh, he was in prison.
He was in prison.
Oh, I'm not, I know she is.
Man, I wanted so much more for her.
Bruh. Balling.
Good, Josh. Good, Josh.
Thanks, Angel.
More people need to talk about Shamiko Holzclaw and Pat Summitt. I remember watching Dawn Staley play and Becky Hammon and Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, and Cheryl Swoops and Cynthia
Erivo.
No, Angel.
She
Cynthia
plays.
Thompson?
Let me tell you, that she plays. Huh? Do you see her playing the color purple? The purples.
Cynthia Cooper is 61 years old?
Cynthia Erivo, ain't.
Angel.
That's why she hasn't retired.
Tina Thompson, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, that was great.
Thanks, Kev.
Just brilliant. All right, where are we at, Josh?
A little over an hour.
A little over an hour with the ads?
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, let's save Gerard Carmichael for the bonus.
No.
Shooting the bonus tomorrow, guys.
And Melissa. Oh, yes. We're shooting the bonus tomorrow on Wednesday. Next week, we're shooting the main and the bonus on
together. Tuesday.
Because I'm gonna go and have my belly out. Also, I'm gonna make this video when I get on vacation. It's really funny to me. It's another year that I had circled that when the summer came and I got on a beach, it's I was going to be in good shape.
Oh. It's still spring. Can't and we got time?
Another year, I was showing up the same way I did last year.
Wow.
I don't know.
You look smaller.
Angel. Well, maybe I look smaller. I don't look like what I've been through or what I've been eating.
I want to be
different. But, you know, at 40-something, I just be tired.
As a woman whose stomach is sitting in her lap right now, I understand.
And the thing is, I'm going to tell you the other problem, Angel. It bothered me less and less now.
Mm-hmm.
Every year past 30, mm-hmm. but definitely past 40, I don't know what you expect out of a 40-year-old man.
I don't know.
I'm 40 plus, baby. I exercise for movement and for mental health, and so I can continue to eat the things that I want. I don't think I'm going to get down to what I look like at 20. Who does?
I mean, there are men, but you have less role models. Like, there are.
Tony Baker.
I wasn't even thinking about
it. Is closing in on 50 and is in the best shape of his life.
He doesn't eat for 21 hours, then goes to eat blueberries.
Dog, Tony, me and Tony shot Bald Brothers, y'all, for 5.5 hours straight. Tony had not eaten. We started at 11 the day we shot the bonus. Tony sat in his seat and did not move for 5.5 hours. He didn't go to the bathroom. He didn't eat a snack.
He's punishing himself for not finishing college. That's what this is.
That man's discipline. And the funny thing is, all he do is watch food porn online.
That's
all
enough
his
for
stuff
him.
Is food. And he just, I'm not saying it's healthy, but it's effective. He walks 5 miles. He goes to the gym. He does the sauna. He does the Peloton every day.
But Tony also doesn't do a whole lot of other stuff.
No, he don't. I talked to him about this. He be getting on me all the time. I said, Tony, your life. I told him this when we shot the Ball Brothers. I said, when do you do anything you don't absolutely want to do? He was like, very rare. Ain't nobody calling him and saying, can you stop by the grocery store?
No.
Yesterday, somebody was supposed to come fix my AC, and then they didn't end up coming. This was the time I was going to go walking. I was supposed to get 4 or 5 miles in. He didn't end up coming. Ain't nobody else going to do it. Tony gets up whenever he goes to bed when he wants.
Yeah.
Gets up. I love to make excuses for why other people are in shape. It makes me feel better about why I'm not in shape. But the one thing he do have more than I have is time.
But if you don't think that makes a huge difference, it does.
Well, 1,000%. He also has discipline. He going to eat that same smoothie, avocado toast. What does he have for dinner? Spinach and
discipline takes eggs? Time to just have. You got to have time to talk yourself out of doing the thing that you want to really do, which is have the smoothie. We don't have that much time.
Tony.
It's one. We've the smoothie won already. The milkshake won because our spirit man didn't have time to get up and fight the flesh.
Tony and be home too. He's not out driving around taking meetings all day, and then on the way home there's traffic, so I might as well go to Chick-fil-A. I'm going to be hungry now.
He don't have nobody who loves him. Always ordering boba teas and ice creams.
Then let's love him.
And biscuits.
Let's get that nigga fat. That'll be, if we're not going to get thin, let's put some weight on him.
I will send over a monthly box of cookies.
Because the one thing he's going to do is eat it. Once it's there, he got to eat it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send him a 36-pack of vegan cookies.
Yes.
Bi-weekly.
If we're not going to lose weight, make him join us. Because we got to turn it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I come home yesterday. My assistant, she had ordered Lucille's, a spread, briskets available, ribs, the biscuits. You want me to go get avocado toast when ribs is there?
We got it.
Melissa,
you know,
making delicious
biscuits.
He loved biscuits, Angel.
Oh, yeah, this is it's time.
That man said he was thinking, this is why I knew we was different as people. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been thinking about biscuits and French toast for months. Haven't had it. I said, Tommy, the moment I think about biscuits, I order biscuits.
They're in my mouth. I thought, oh my God, how did biscuit get here?
You get
here?
That food there. Tony's not going to waste one biscuit.
Oh no.
Because he's wired that
smack
way.
32 in 40 minutes.
No drink. drink.
Oh yeah, it's going to be.
And now he lives alone. He don't even have no, like, he only has, he's no Postmates, nothing.
Oh, so that means he got room in his refrigerator.
Oh, this is great, Angel.
I love it.
I will pay. We need to have a fund.
Oh,
We're going to Tony Bacon fund.
Yes, Tony.
And let's break his Peloton.
Oh, that's easy.
They just gave us money.
I was going to say, chill out, man.
And let's break his arms.
Okay, well, we can't break his Peloton. I get it. But we can unplug it and hide the cord.
That's what we can do.
That's what
and
we can do.
Frustrate him. Every time you go in that refrigerator.
Yeah.
Treats.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like
Tony
this.
Tony Bacon shall return. Yeah. This is fantastic. This is a short film.
I know. I love it. And I'm not even trying to get him at his biggest.
Just get you back to the 4 or 5 years ago.
That's it.
Tony Turkey Bacon. You ain't got to be pork.
When he wasn't wearing size medium shirts. I just want to get
you. I hate that for him. I hate that for me. When we be getting dressed together in the Spectrum stuff. Did I tell you the story when the lady was like, man, you have lost so much weight, Tony. Kevin, your sizes are the same. Don't put us together in the same sentence.
Don't you do it.
Because I'm consistent. You ain't got to worry about me. And now you're out here going to the mall in Mexico City because Tony done lost them weight and you didn't check his numbers. And you know that's going to come in at you. That weight's going to be 40 on me and it's going to be 40 next time.
Yeah.
And you better have that breakfast. Because we was in Mexico City. They had abuela making breakfast for us, homemade. You think I'm not going to eat it?
Man,
she made toast in a cast iron skillet.
Oh, yeah, you got to eat it.
Yeah,
I said it's disrespectful to her culture and her time. If I don't taste it, cast iron toast.
How buttery was it, too?
Josh,
I
know, man.
I got to get down there.
Mantequilla.
What'd you say? Mantequilla. Yeah. I've got a plan. I'm going to start sending Marcus up there so Tony can't go walking because they can sit and play. I'll send little Marcus, too. He loves the kids.
Loves the kids. This is good. All right, we love y'all. Bonus tomorrow. You guys filled up the docket. There's plenty in here to talk about. And some of the stuff I actually do want to talk about on the bonus and not publicly. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.